Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. It is Friday, February 11th, and this is Jesse Steele. Tonight is the big show, Lovesick. That's right. So if you got tickets to Tom's Place, we'll see you there, but you're not getting any because they are sold out. But then if you still want some, Monday and Tuesday at Warming Hut or Dos Alice, and you can still get that. There's a couple left, so get on that. Go to sierraclassictheater.com with an R-E, not E-R, and you can pick them up there, or just call the restaurants, and that will get you in the door. The phone number is Warming Hut, 970-581-8856, and Dos Alice is 760-965-0345. It is hilarious. We had our dress rehearsal last night, and it was drop-dead hilarious. Like, I promise, you're going to want to see this, so go check it out. So, just a reminder that masks are being lifted for vaccinated. So, if you're vaccinated, you do not have to wear masks in most public places. That's like restaurants, things like that. There are still some places that require masking, and you can go check out the full order at easternsierranow.com. Places like hospitals and schools are still going to require masking. But the majority of places, you will not if you are vaccinated. So, that is great news, because I am tired of wearing this. So, just a reminder again that the Parcel Phase 1 Affordable Housing Project received $38.65 million from the California Housing Accelerator Award. Soon as the webpage opens, I will read it for you. There we go. February 3rd. Governor Newsom announced more than $923 million in awards for affordable housing projects across California as part of the California Housing Accelerator, a $1.75 billion investment to provide bridge funding to shovel-ready projects that were otherwise unable to begin construction because of a shortage of federal tax credits and bonds. The Pacific West Communities Inc. was awarded $38,656,617 for Phase 1 of the Parcel Affordable Housing Project. Phase 1, named the Sawyer, includes 80 units of affordable housing, one manager's unit, covered parking, a daycare facility, indoor community space, and a public park. Andrea Clark of Pacific West Community states, "We took a risk starting construction on the infrastructure and the preparation for the Sawyer this fall and are thrilled the state stepped up to support development in Mammoth Lakes, which desperately needs affordable housing to support the community and economy of this unique mountain town." And Lord knows that is true. The State Accelerator funds supplement the $20 million infill infrastructure grant awarded in 2020 that will bring roads and utilities to the parcel. The Sawyer is fully funded as a result of additional funding from the town of Mammoth Lakes and Mono County and is anticipated to be ready for occupancy for qualified Mammoth Lakes residents in fall of 2023. There's a lot more information here. Go check it out at Eastern Sierra Now, including if you have any questions, they list phone numbers for you here. So go check that out. But that's great. Fully funded, 80 new single family homes will be available by 2023. That is fantastic because there is no housing in Mammoth. There's no housing in Bishop or Big Pine, but Mammoth in particular is really bad. So this is really good news. So that's cool. I'm glad that's happening. Let's see what else we got here. I'm not at my editing computer, so I'm not being able to chop out the little in-betweens when I'm going between stories here. So I'll try to keep this rolling for you, but if you hear any blank space, that's why. So there's a Mammoth Lakes Town Council meeting February 16th. You can get the agenda and Zoom link at Eastern Sierra Now. Here, I'm just going to walk through all the different meetings that just got released today. So we have the Mammoth Community Water District. That's February 17th. That's at 5:30 p.m. And it is a Zoom link. So if you go to Eastern Sierra Now, you can find that. And there's an Inyo Soups meeting February 15th. Same thing. And that's an 8 a.m. Early morning meeting, by the way. So be ready for that. Looks like that's it on the meeting, so that's good. What else do we got here? Oh, this is kind of cool. Little program. It's a flyer that just came out from CHP, California Highway Patrol. And they are offering classes and a seminar on becoming a public safety dispatcher. So that's a pretty good career. I have multiple friends that work as dispatch, and it's a well-paid job. You got all the bennies you want, all that kind of stuff, good hours, good people to work with, and get you a good career that could last your whole lifetime, and you'll do some good and help people. I mean, who could ask for more than that, you know? So there's a recruitment seminar Wednesday, February 16th, and that is at 6 p.m., and it goes to 8 p.m. So the Bishop CHP office, which is on Main Street, it's 469 Main Street, where the DMV used to be. Any questions, call 760-872-5901. Just starting job, starting pay for this job, if you get in and get it done, is $4,526 through $6,233 a month. That's right. Most of my jobs, that's a year. Speaking of that, if you want to advertise on Eastern Sierra Now, head over to info@easternsierranow.com. By the way, there's also a medical, dental, vision package for the whole family, state retirement, CalPERS with additional options of 401k and 457 thrift plans. So that is a very great opportunity for somebody that wants to get in that field. So again, it was February 16th from 6 to 8, and it is at the CHP office on Main Street. And if you have questions, 760-872-5901. While I'm waiting for the page to load, our subscribers have been going up a lot. We have 723. We need to get to that 1,000 mark. So if you would head over to Eastern Sierra Now on the right-hand side, you'll see where it says subscribe. All you got to do, put your email address there, hit subscribe, and then you're going to get all the latest news as it happens. That's the easiest way to get news locally that there is. So if you wouldn't mind doing that, that would be awesome. Thank you. Let me remind you, we did yesterday, but we are going to do every day because this is a big deal. The High Sierra Energy Foundation needs your input. The High Sierra Energy Foundation is a member of Southern California Edison's Climate Resilience Leadership Group. The group is composed of community-based organizations in regions that are defined as disadvantaged, vulnerable communities that may be disproportionately affected by climate change. The group is soliciting input from community members on SCE's wildfire mitigation measures to protect critical electric infrastructure in the Bishop area. Please join a virtual meeting Tuesday, February 15th at 6 p.m. or Thursday, the 17th at noon. If you can't join the meeting, please just provide input via a short survey. And links to the survey and the Zoom meeting are at easternsierranow.com. So head over and check that out and help them out. While we're waiting, let's just remember to plug all of the social media. We have Instagram, Facebook. I'm moving into TikTok. I'm not a very good dancer as a thing, so I'm trying to figure out what the best way to utilize TikTok is. I'm just at that age where I'm old, so it's not really my thing, but we'll figure it out. But hey, our Instagram is killing it. You know, our Facebook is killing it. We got so many comments lately, especially the masking thing, because y'all know how that is. So I'm having crazy arguments back and forth on there, and just comments for good, comments for bad. It's really interesting, so go check that out. But also leave your comments, man. That's what this is all about. It's local news. It's for the public. It's for you guys to come in and say what's happening and what's going on. This isn't the national news where you just have to regurgitate whatever they tell you. This is for you. Let's have a conversation. So there is a Mono County Tourism newsletter that just came out today. Just give you the brief rundown. You can check this out through Mono County Tourism, or it is posted at Eastern Sierra Now, so you can get it from there. And from there, you can go and subscribe to the newsletter from Mono County Tourism as well. They do such a great job up there. Definitely worth checking out. So here's what the beginning says. Things have been a bit quieter weather-wise after the massive snowstorms that rolled through Mono County in late December last year. Fortunately, the fantastic snow base is keeping our favorite winter activities going, while the lovely weather and sunshine are making anything outside extra enjoyable. We hope you can take advantage of the bluebird days and escape to the Eastern Sierra soon. This amazing weather also has us looking forward to the seasons ahead, to the regular fishing season kicking off on April 30th, to a spring filled with waterfalls and wildflowers. So stay tuned for when things start blooming. We're guessing late April and May. That's a good guess, guys. And to a fun-filled summer outside. If you're thinking ahead and planning a visit, please reply to the email listed here or call 800-845-7922. You can reach Mono County Tourism that way and find out anything you need to know about all things Mono County. There's going to be a Bridgeport Winter Trail System pilot program. Exciting news for Bridgeport, thanks to a public-private partnership and local volunteers, a new 4.25-mile groomed trail is now available along Buckeye Road. Enjoy Nordic skiing, snowshoeing, and winter fat biking, along with expansive views of the Bridgeport Valley. Bridgeport Winter Trail System, that should be pretty cool. Fat biking, I think that's what my girlfriend's been trying to get me to do. Oh no, she just wants me to bike because I'm fat. I got that backwards. So summer will be here soon. They want you to reserve your spot. Be sure to save your spot. Overnight trail permits, yards tickets, and many campsites can be reserved online in advance, which they highly recommend you do. You can go to recreation.gov for trail permit and campsite reservations up to 6 months in advance. Visit yarts.org, Y-A-R-T-S, for tickets to Yosemite without the hassle of driving and parking. So there is a lot coming out of Mono Tourism these days. Go check that out. There's plenty more. I just don't want to read it all and make this newscast 4 hours long. But there's good stuff. Go check it out. They always do such a good job up there. See what's going on in Mammoth Lakes here real quick. The town of Mammoth posted their newsletter today for their recreation. And they want support for the Tony Colasardo Scholarship Fund. The Tony Colasardo Scholarship Fund provides full or partial scholarships for the many popular camps and recreation programs offered by the Parks and Recreation Department. These scholarships are intended to remove any financial impediment facing a family when deciding to participate in our many camps or programs. Tony was a longtime recreation commissioner who was a passionate advocate for inclusion and social equity and believed that every child, regardless of income level, ability, race, or gender, should have access to the benefits of parks and recreation. So if you'd like to make a donation to that wonderful scholarship, you can find the link at Eastern Sierra Now. There's some winter camps and they want you to get your kids signed up for. So join Parks and Rec for 5 days of winter fun over the President's Weekend. So that is coming up soon, February 21st. Then I believe it's going to go through March 15th. Not quite clear yet. Go check out the website and see what it is. But the camp is for grades 3 through 5. It's offered from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Thursdays, and 9 a.m. to noon on Fridays, and is only $150 per participant. Activities include ice skating, broom ball, hiking, snowshoeing, snow shelter building, swimming at Keo's, and team games at the community center. You can get all the information you want about that at Eastern Sierra Now, or head over to Mammoth Lakes and sign up for their newsletter. And sorry for the dead space there. We are going to have our health and fitness tip coach come in today. We move times around, so I'm trying to figure it out here. So I think I got it. Let's just move forward with this. This is the stuff I would have normally cut out. One of these days I'll play you guys a full behind-the-scenes clip where you hear me go, dang it, dang it, stop barking, Odie, that kind of stuff. Today, we're just going to play this. So here we have our health and fitness guru, Coach Ashley McLaughlin, talking about making over your time.
Coach McLaughlin here. Let's talk about time blocking. This has been one of the most powerful habits I have adopted since starting my fitness journey. Between work, life, errands, and family time, it can be hard to find the time to do it all. But with a few simple time blocking tips, you will feel in control of your schedule and be able to do all the things that bring you health, wealth, and joy. And if it doesn't bring you one of those things, then friends, it is okay to say no way. Ready for these tips? First, make a list, categorize, and outsource. Prioritize. Know when you're most productive. Put yourself on the list. Don't overestimate and always allow a buffer time. Want to dive in deeper to these tips and learn how to audit your time and make over your schedule? Be sure to click the link in my article that goes more in detail about all of those things I had just mentioned. This has been Coach McLaughlin with Eastern Sierra Now.
All right. Thank you for that, Coach McLaughlin. And I think time is something we all definitely need to be a little bit better about blocking. Me in particular, every single day. So I think we are going to call it for the weekend, guys. And yeah, if you haven't got your tickets for Love Sick for Monday and Tuesday, definitely go do that. Here, I'll give you the numbers again just because I know you're going to listen to me. Warming Hut is on Valentine's Day. What a good date. 970-581-8856. And Dos Alice is on the 15th. That is 760-965-0345. So go check that out. Come check me out. Come check all my friends out. We are hilarious. And I can say that without ego because it is just a fact. All right, I'm getting out of here. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you later. This has been Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now.